first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione asks, what happens when a chaplain opens his jacket?
A writer friend of mine was undergoing inpatient treatment for cancer. The cancer that had been present without symptoms had recently returned full force, not for the first, but for the second time. From her hospital bed, Amy said, today I spent 4 hours canceling all my wonderful travel plans, and at each cancellation, I felt a little puncture in my balloon of hope. Reading her words from miles away, I too felt the puncture. Everything goes along fine or fine enough in life, and then sometimes it doesn't. Amy said, when the chaplain walked in, despite having been asked not to come, she was frustrated, didn't want to repeat the story of why she was at Stanford. I was cautiously welcoming, she said. We can chat under one condition. The chaplain eyed her quizzically. Do you have a direct line to God? Amy asked. Thrown off his game, he paused a moment. Then, opening the left side of his black jacket, he pointed to his heart. Amy asked him to sit down. I think Amy's the one with the direct line to God. There she was, pressed into an exchange she didn't want, dealing with an illness she certainly doesn't want. And what she did was honor herself and employed humor, making the best of a difficult situation. Amy's direct line gave her grace, grace under fire.
Patrice Vecchione writes books and leads writing workshops along the Central Coast. If you would like to be on First Person Singular, contact us at firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org.